This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. So we've been talking about the one subject that Americans love to chat about, real estate. Now let's talk about a subject that we hate talking about, money. Discussing money can still make people uncomfortable. And so there are rules of social etiquette that most of us try to abide by. However, my guest today says those rules could use an update. Personal finance columnist Liz Weston joins me to talk about new money rules. Hi, Liz.
Hi, David.
I was looking at a column you had the other day talking about, you know, the do's and don'ts on the social setting when it comes to money. You even went to our friends at the Emily Post Institute for this one.
I love those guys. They are absolutely terrific. Doesn't matter what question I throw at them, they have an answer. And this was the case for all these questions I got from my readers about how to handle awkward money situations.
And before we get to some of those, I thought it was interesting that there are, in fact, some changing times. Like, for example, I don't know if you necessarily open doors for women anymore if you're a gentleman. I do.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool. But then when it comes to paying the bill, apparently it's not all my business anymore.
Exactly. It used to be you wanted the guy to pay the bill. I guess that was some sort of holdover of wanting to make sure he had some financial wherewithal. These days, the etiquette has changed, and it's much more appropriate to simply split the bill. That way, you can get to know each other without any sense of obligation. So, you know, manners do change over time, but the principles behind them stay the same. It's basically about respect and courtesy and wanting to do right by the other person.
Now, I can ask someone on a date, what do you do for a living? But I cannot ask, how much are you paid?
And this is really interesting, too, because I was wondering, is there a generational difference? Because those of our generation are pretty private about money. And I thought, well, maybe it's different, maybe because the younger generation is much more into sharing than we are. Maybe it's okay. I checked with Peter Post and he said, no, this is something that's absolutely personal. It's absolutely private. And it's not appropriate to ask someone how much they make or how much they paid for something. That's being nosy.
And yet I find that very interesting because this is the age of oversharing.
Yes.
This is the age of Facebook and Twitter. And yet there's still this bright, shiny line that you can't cross.
Exactly. And we're journalists, so we're used to asking really rude questions. How old somebody is, how much they make. But out in the social setting, those kind of questions are not something that's appropriate. Again, you're thinking about the other person. How is the other person going to react? If you know them well enough to know that they don't mind, well, maybe there's an exception there. But I'm talking general money manners. It's not some question that you want to pose if you don't want to put the other person at a disadvantage or put them ill at ease.
Let's say I've borrowed money from someone, Aunt Edith, a friend, whoever. We're in a social setting and Aunt Edith or whoever says, where's that money that I loaned you? Has she crossed the line?
Well, that's an interesting one because normally that's a private transaction between two parties and you kind of put yourself into the possibility of having this happen simply by borrowing money from a family member. The guys at the Post Institute basically said it's not a good idea to do that. You know, people do it all the time, but it puts the relationship at risk. Now, your auntie probably shouldn't have brought it up in a social setting because that's meant to shame you. That's all that's about. So it's okay to change the subject and maybe come back to her later and say, these are my plans for paying you back, and I'd appreciate not having to discuss this in front of other people because it is between you and me.
A kid who knows that their grandparents dote on them, is that kid ever cool if he or she shakes them down for a little scratch?
Oh, that's another tough one. Kids should know that they should not be asking relatives for money. Now, relatives do give money all the time. That was something that was a tradition in my family. You know, grandparents might give money to kids or aunties or uncles. Asking for it is a whole different thing. And if you catch your kid shaking people down, like my husband did as a six-year-old. He went around to one of his parents' parties and asked people for quarters. They did the appropriate thing, which was pull them aside. No more of that. You give the money back. You want to teach your kids that they should be self-supporting and not, you know, hitting up the relatives for money. That could help you in your later years, by the way, if they've gotten that concept down and don't come to you to, you know, support their lifestyle.
My kid's 11. He's not deep into Shakespeare yet, but if there's one little bit I could share with him, it'd be Polonius saying, neither a borrower nor a lender be. Good advice, I thought.
It really is. I mean, we have these transactions in our families all the time. Somebody's a little hard up for money. They think it's okay to ask. But it really does create a negative situation. And one of the things that that Peter Post was saying is that you shouldn't feel bad turning down a family member for a loan. You're not the one that created the negative situation. They are, by asking you. At the best case, you know, they owe you money, and that's an uncomfortable place to be in. Worst case scenario, it turns into a gift, which it often does, And then you've got that hanging over your relationship for the rest of whatever. So it's hard to just say no, but in a lot of cases, it's the best thing to do.
Got a money faux pas to share? You can do so at marketplace.org. Liz Weston is a personal finance columnist whose work appears on MSN Money and in, yep, the LA Times, among other publications. Her website is asklizweston.com. Liz, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure, David.
So what do you refuse to talk about when it comes to money, and why?
I generally would talk about most things related to money. It really depends on who I'm talking to.
Typically, I refuse to talk about things like my yearly salary, how much I pay in rent, how much I've paid for anything in general, even if it's something like my furniture. It just always feels uncomfortable, regardless if you're maybe not making as much as other people, like your friends, or maybe you're making more than your friends.
Being a writer and coming out of school, sometimes it's tough to find full-time employment, and it can be a little bit embarrassing or frustrating when people are, like, you know, shoving their salary down your throat over dinner. I don't really like to talk about how much I'm making. I wouldn't ask someone how much they're making.
Looking at stocks and bonds and mutual funds and those type of things, I don't really discuss that so much with people. I kind of keep that private to myself.
I think the best advice is to not talk about money at all, because that way you avoid embarrassing situations and you don't get into arguments.